Welcome to the Monday edition of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and the podcast is made possible by the friendly folks at First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more or stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today. Well, coming up on the podcast, Eric Pfeiffer had the chance last week to chat with Zippy Duvall, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, as he traveled here to Indiana to meet with many of the county presidents of Indiana Farm Bureau. You'll hear more about Duvall's visit coming up. Also, with harvest underway, no doubt that you're certainly thinking about trying to get the most out of your corn and soybeans. Well, Sabrina Halverson reports on one suggestion that's being offered to Indiana's corn and soybean producers this fall. And you'll hear from Brian Basting with Advanced Trading as he reviews the grain markets from late last week. That's all coming your way next, right here on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we know that when agriculture thrives, we all do. It's the heart and grit of our agricultural communities that keep the crops coming in and the livestock cared for day and night. That's why we build financial solutions around the needs and schedules of our ag clients. If you're looking for a financial partner that has over 135 years experience in understanding and supporting agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's harvest success together. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
The year of the County Farm Bureau President and what to do with that grain after you harvest. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. As we reported previously, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall was in Indiana this past week touring ag facilities with Indiana Farm Bureau leadership. He learned about carbon sequestration at Cardinal Ethanol in Union City, visited a veal farm for the very first time in North Manchester, and then finished his day meeting with County Farm Bureau presidents at Beck's Hybrids in Atlanta.
As leader of this national organization, largest general farm organization in the country, I just evaluated what was the most important position there was in our organization. And I determined through my experience and all my life in Farm Bureau that the most important position is County Farm Bureau President.
And that's why Duvall has dubbed this year as the year of the Farm Bureau County President for the organization.
Because he's the one that can activate his membership, whether it be on a legislative issue or whether it be on reacting to a storm going through a county and be there for their neighbor, or whether it be just supporting FFA 4-H or maybe the Booster Club. And that makes the brand of Farm Bureau valuable to everyone that lives in our rural communities.
Duvall heard from several county presidents who stopped harvest to come meet with him to discuss issues important to them, like water quantity issues in Tippecanoe County, farmland preservation, and others. One of the most important questions Duvall received, though:
what more can we do? What else can we do in our county to make it even more successful? And that's exactly the question I wanted. I want them to strive to make their County Farm Bureau the most significant organization in their county, because we have a lot of organizations in our county, whether it be from Rotary Club to Booster Club to all kinds of clubs in our county. But we want people to look at Farm Bureau as being there for the county, the people that live in that county, and we're here to serve them in whatever way that we can do to help our county and our community grow and thrive in the future.
Duvall says County Farm Bureau presidents are the ones that made Farm Bureau strong and have helped amplify that one united voice for American farmers. For that, he says thank you.
Attention Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
What should you be looking at when it comes to storage plans and the markets? Here's Sabrina Halverson.
The Northern Crops Institute hosted a webinar this week to review the latest WASDA report from USDA. During his closing comments, Tanner Emke, lead economist for grains and oilseeds with CoBank, said a bullish market opportunity may present itself to producers if they look at deferred contracts on the futures board.
What is the market paying you to store? Okay, you're going to be able to pick up a higher price. Your cost of storage is going to be going down, especially with the Federal Reserve cutting rates this week and probably cutting rates going forward. The cost of money is going to go down, and that's the major cost of storage. So I would say if you're not in the gambling mode, look at that carry trade. Talk to your market advisor about what that looks like and how you can profit on that.
Looking long-term into the next 5 years, Imke said supply issues will likely play a larger role in market direction compared to demand issues.
With China, the world's biggest, one of the world's biggest economies, second biggest economy, having trouble economically, I'm concerned there. I'm wondering what the opportunities are with India. Can we shift focus over to the to India as the next export opportunity? What's going to happen with Brazil? They still have a fair amount of acreage there they can tap into if they want to. I'm more of that bias that we're going to be in a supply surplus issue going forward.
He did say, though, that that could change very quickly with unexpected weather issues. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We're going to be dealing with rain off and on here over the next couple of days. Now, there are going to be breaks in the rain shower activity, so let no one be fooled. We aren't going to be seeing solid rain through the next 2 days, but I do think that we have rain potential going all the way through tomorrow. So today is a good example of breaks. I think we see a large part of Indiana as we move through your Monday, seeing just a mix of clouds and sunshine. It's going to be very muggy, very humid, but active precipitation. We may not see a whole lot, but you look back off to the southwest, there's another surge that's coming. Missouri, Illinois, so that's going to come in overnight tonight and then through the day tomorrow. So I still think that we are going to pencil in anywhere from another quarter to 1.5 inches of rain across the state with coverage around 90%. How much you get depends on where you're at and honestly, what kind of thunderstorm potential we see. We're back to dry weather then for Wednesday, and I think we're sunny, warm, and dry through a large part of the rest of the week. One wild card, I'm looking for a tropical weather system to come in through the deep south, probably later this week, the low trying to track into the Florida Panhandle area and the deep south, probably Thursday. Some of that moisture may try and shoot up through the deep south. Do I think it gets solidly into Indiana? No, I don't. But I will say let's watch for some clouds Thursday afternoon and evening in southern Indiana, maybe a few hit and miss showers. Otherwise, it stays south into Kentucky and Tennessee. Secondary surge of moisture may bring cloud cover to Indiana for Saturday the 28th, but it's just not very good in terms of coverage. So keep an eye out there. Without the tropical influence, though, we are dry all week long from a Wednesday forward through the weekend. And next week is interesting. Once again, we're seeing a little bit of the influence of the tropical remains in the Eastern Corn Belt, but I don't think they're as strong as what some models are trying to show right now. So I'm saying that we go back to mostly dry weather for Monday the 30th. Maybe we see hit and miss scattered showers and thunderstorms with a minor disturbance overnight the 30th into the 1st. But after that, we are back to dry weather, in my opinion, for the rest of that first full week of October. So drier than normal setup on precipitation here. Temperatures remain above normal. I'm not looking at cold air diving southward anytime soon. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
This is Hoosier Ag Today, and I'm CJ Miller with your Friday Farm Market Review. With grain market analysis, it's time to check in with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. He and I spoke just before the close of trade on Friday. Well, Brian, some pre-weekend profit-taking in the grain markets for corn and soybean futures Friday. We also saw some slight gains for wheat futures to close out the week. What are some of the factors that you see that are driving these grain markets?
Thanks for having me, CJ. We've got some harvest activity going on here. primarily across the eastern Corn Belt, but a little bit in the west. And that's probably seeing some harvest pressure here as the week ends. We are expecting to see some rainfall this weekend, much needed rainfall in some areas. But while it's much needed due to the ongoing dry spell we've seen, that's going to slow down harvest too. So it's more of a choppy pattern now we're seeing developing, but a little bit of weakness here, maybe some harvest pressure. Right now, we're looking at some improving export prospects, which is also limiting the downside a bit. Soybeans, which had a very weak export sales trend this summer for new crop beans, has perked up a bit the last few weeks. And outstanding sales of beans, for example, as we start this new crop year, are only down 5% now from last year. They have been trailing last year by double digits for quite some time. So choppy is the best way I'd describe it, CJ, for corn and beans as this harvest begins to gain momentum. We realize we've got quite a bit of harvest yet to go. We're probably looking around 15% of the harvest nationwide completed on Monday, which means we've got 85% of the crop yet to go. So a long way to go. Wheat, and we've seen some diverging news. The European crop, CJ, sounds like it's going to be a bit smaller than what we thought earlier. And, of course, Europe is a big competitor with the U.S. and the world export market. So maybe a bit of short covering there. Again, more of a choppy pattern there, not a lot of other fresh news. We did set the crop insurance prices for 2025 wheat earlier this week. We're looking at some prices that are below last year, in some cases well below last year. For example, for the soft wheat, looking at that September 25 wheat futures well below where it was last year. So that'll be a factor in producers' planting decisions here. One thing I'd add, CJ, on wheat, it seems like we've got a fairly rapid soybean harvest pace going in the eastern Corn Belt, which means the quicker those beans come off, maybe the faster this wheat will get seeded this year. So that's something to keep in mind.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. A look at Friday's grain and livestock numbers coming up.
It's like fertilizer for your brain. Every weekday morning, the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter arrives in your inbox with the latest farm news, markets, and weather information, the kind of stuff you're going to need that day. So make sure you're feeding your brain with this free, easy to read, and important input. Sign up for the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Settlements from Friday, December corn down 4 cents at 401 3/4. March 4.5 lower at 419 3/4. November soybeans dropping a penny and a quarter at 1012. January beans at 1029.5, a penny and 3/4 lower. But December wheat gaining 3 cents at 568.5. October live cattle sharply higher, climbing $2.50 at $182.47, and October lean hogs down 2 cents at $82.22. Don't forget to check out our website, HoosierAgToday.com. That's your home for all the latest Indiana farm news, plus the latest market information. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.